You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Yeah, we have a very special guest in studio. It's his second time coming on the program. It's his second live to air here on the show. However, his name has changed. We've got Mr. Rocket Jones ready to join us here on the one. Good morning to you, Mr. Rocket Jones, a.k.a. Mr. Can I say your real name?
Yeah, go for
your
it.
Government name? Jesse Semple.
Jesse Semple.
How you doing? Jones. How you doing, Jesse?
I'm good, Zach. Very well. Very good to be here.
I'm glad to hear, man.
How are you?
I'm chilling. It's my birthday.
Yeah.
So,
birthday.
You know, I'm pretty stoked about that. Let me get like a birthday gong. Oh, this is back out. All the side effects. No, it's real chill. I love, I'm embracing birthdays as the years go on.
Good. Yeah.
Nice. Are you doing that?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Rejecting them still.
It's just another day for me. It's another day.
So sad.
Yeah.
It's so sad. But even based in Arrowtown for the past, what, year-ish?
Yeah.
Year and a half? I don't know. It's been a while.
Half a year.
Half a year?
Year and a half.
How are you finding the vibes there?
It's nice. It's peaceful. The mountains. The trees.
The water.
The water.
The rocks.
Yeah.
What are your favorite things to do in Arrowtown?
Yeah, I just walk around.
Buy overpriced ice cream for the night and day there?
Not much of an ice cream guy.
Oh,
but
true.
I drink beer at the pub. That's fun. Play pool.
Nice.
Birds. Birds are great.
Uh-huh.
Birds are very nice.
The one time I've been through Arrowtown, me and my dad stopped by to get ice cream, and it cost like $6 for a single scoop. And this was in 2020.
The bins smell bad there.
The bins smell bad?
Of ice cream.
Oh, right. Yeah. They're not great.
No.
Dairy has a very interesting smell, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's foul.
It's a bit foul. You used to be under the name Dan Jiris. You're now Rocket Jones.
That's right. Yeah, a bit more serious.
What prompted the move?
These times are changing, you know?
In what sense? Well, I mean, there's all sorts of political stuff, but how did that impact your name change? Was it just a spur of the moment thing?
Yeah, I guess I just felt like a bit of a joke. I don't know, with that name, it was a joke.
Dangerous.
Yeah, you know,
that's a great name though.
Yeah, take two words.
Maybe I'll take that
split
name.
It about. Yeah, go for it. You could be Dangerous Big Breakfast. Rolls off the tongue.
I could.
Yeah, I just bought something more serious, but I ended up with Rocket Jones. I guess it's kind of just as bad. Bit of fun for me, anyways.
Were there any other like name contenders there?
There was a lot of names.
Yeah,
yeah.
What were they?
It's always fun brainstorming names.
Name storming.
I like John Rocket.
Rocket John.
Yeah, other various.
Rocket Dan Juris.
Dangerous Rocket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool.
Just all combinations of those words.
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, before we get listening to some music from your latest album, Flat Foot Spa, which you're going to be doing in person here on The One, I want to know, when did you start doing music? When did you start getting involved?
Well, way back when, as a teenager, you could say. But, yeah.
Starting on the guitar or the piano?
Mostly drumming.
Drumming?
And yeah, I like drumming. Drumming's fun.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You still drum?
I like drumming, yeah.
Yeah.
I will drum anytime.
Right now?
Anywhere.
I need to get into drumming at some point. It seems like a really fun but challenging time.
And easy as well.
And easy as well?
It can be easy.
Maybe you're just so good at drumming.
No.
It's actually really easy.
Yeah.
But you've got some songs for us. What are you feeling like playing right now, Jesse? What are you thinking?
I think I'm going to play the track TV Dinner.
I like TV Dinner. That's good. That'll lead into some political stuff.
Yes, probably one of the most ambiguous titles on the record.
On the track.
On the record. So, yeah, take it as you will, listeners.
Let's do it. Here's Dangerous. Here's Rocket Jones with TV Dinner. You're listening to The One.
Something more to it, but I can't find out what. Maybe I should try. I'm so materialized, consumed by what's in front of me. But really, if I could see, I would get up and do something. Oh, that's not even half of it. I'm halfway to doing shit, and when I look around, I find that most are halfway behind. All the things on the TV, yet no one knows what to believe unless they're driven by something. It's probably in the food you eat, or hate, or love, or ecstasy. Respect and trust came naturally, then taken by authorities and dug out from under feet of privilege from ancestry. Inheritance is not tax-free. Your pride won't give in to change. No love will ever stay the same. It's ups and downs and all arounds. I'm looking for something else. I learn a new thing every day, yet still I forget what to say. Yeah, what came first? You never know. So why the questions? Let it go. A circle has no start or end. Just mind your own and be a friend.
That was Rocket Jones with TV Dinner. You're listening to us have a corridor and a life to ear here on The One. Now, that song, pretty political. You mentioned how the rich are going to have to pay inheritance tax. You mentioned that they're kind of controlling us through the media we consume. Mm-hmm. When did you become class conscious, as the kids say?
I guess you just figure these things out, don't you?
Some people don't.
You go... You
do a lot of people don't.
go do a little bit of digging. Maybe, I mean, yeah, you just got to ask questions, I guess.
What were the questions you think are pertinent for asking?
What should we ask? What's happening with all this money?
that's basically where it starts here.
Yeah. Where'd they get all that money?
How'd you do that? It's not by benevolent means, usually. The whole album, Flatfoot Spa, that you have you released it?
No, not yet.
Not yet. When is it releasing?
I was going to release it this month.
This month?
Yeah. I believe soon, very soon. Could be next week, could be the week after, could be
during this life to you.
Let's call it, it could be happening right now. But yeah, just on Bandcamp, you know. Mm-hmm. Stay away from those pesky streamers.
Just pesky DSPs.
Mm.
Yeah, well, the whole album is guitar, your voice, and some harmonica, with little variations on percussion in there as well. Why are we feeling this sound? Are we feeling a little bit Dylan-esque?
Yeah. I like the folky stuff. Just being me and myself. I don't have a drum kit at home to record on, or a big amp or anything like that, so just keeping it chill.
Just DIY vibes.
Yeah.
Well, it was recorded at a home studio both in Otipoti, Dunedin, and Arrowtown. Mm-hmm. Do you do the whole thing?
Yeah.
Producing, mixing, mastering.
Yeah, backup vocals.
Yeah, I like the little the touches of adu, 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 adu on different songs. Yeah, it's good. It's kind of reminiscent of Big Bad John, I think it's called.
Big Bad John.
That song from like the 50s.
Yeah, I love those guys.
It's good.
Those old country western songs.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to hear some more songs from this album. What have you got for us up next, Midgie?
I'm going to play Girl.
I love Girl.
It's your generic love song.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, what more could you ask for? Here is Rocket Jones with Girl. You're listening to The One. It's 10:11. Keep it locked.
Girl, 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 honey, sweet love of mine. Oh, sugar, you're so divine. Darling, you take my heart away. Oh, lover, I love you every day. Girl, 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 baby, don't go, please stay. Oh, lady, I'll give you my all. Sweetheart, you're my one and only girl. Oh, girl, you are my world. Girl, 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 girl.
Beautiful track there. That was Girl by Rocket Jones. You're listening to the one. It's 10:13 here on the Big Breakfast Program. We're joined here with Rocket Jones, who is going to put out his new album, Flat Foot Spa, at some point this month. What about October made you feel ready to release this thing?
It's been sitting on it for a while. The new life. Yeah, I also got another album in the bank kind of thing, so I just want to get this one out.
What about a double album?
Yeah, well, I don't know. You have 8 songs. You can make more copies. maybe if it ever gets put on wax, I'll slap them together.
Gets put on wax. Do you play around Aerotown?
I go to the Blue Door, open mic nights. It's fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, once a month.
Nice.
Yeah, Sherwood in Queenstown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't really book gigs. Just go play open mic night.
Nice.
It's fun.
Nice. You played in Queenstown?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the vibe in Queenstown like at the moment? Is it happy? Is it sad? Is it consumerist hell?
Yeah. I go there occasionally. It's always nice, but yeah, definitely a bit busy, very congested,
quite
roundabouts.
Quite wealthy for my liking.
Yeah.
A bit too many blue bloods out there.
A lot of puffer vests.
Puffer, that's very good. That's a very good remark.
They keep you warm.
They do keep you warm. On the track Peanut Rally, you say, "Pack your bags, we're going to Mexico." Now, is that a reference to our mutual friends who went to Mexico in the last, 2 years?
That is, yes. My friends Benny and Jazz, the sweethearts, they were packing their bags, packing up the house. I was just kind of lurking around, and I wrote that one sitting on the floor.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereabouts, what flat was that at?
High Street, 169.
High Street?
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm not remembering this.
Just up there by the new council building across the road.
Oh, okay.
Big hamburger looking thing.
Oh, right. No, I remember now. Yeah. They had some cool flats.
Yeah.
They had some great flats.
It was real cool.
Gosh. I missed the one on the flat on, not Bond Street, it was the one on Rattray Street near the Crown.
Oh, that was my old flat, yeah.
That was your old flat?
Yeah.
Oh, right. And there was that awesome rooftop where you could go and, like, look over the town
down
a little bit.
Down, you could see the Crown.
You could see the Crown from up down. Yeah. It was awesome.
Really good spot.
That was a good spot. And you were the second people I've known to have lived in that spot.
Mm-hmm.
Although it did seem quite cold and convoluted.
Yeah.
Like, the layout of the house was quite confusing.
I see. Yeah, it was a labyrinth.
It was a labyrinth. It was a total labyrinth. And was there a vault in there? The kitchen, the pantry was like a big vault door.
And there was a vault you couldn't open.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you hear anything coming out from that vault?
Well, it's like abandoned behind there, so apparently people could hear us.
Whoa.
If they went back there.
Spooky, yes.
We were told one time anyways. Yeah, spooky. Yeah, I think the Rothmans used to live there as well.
Really?
Yeah, the Dunedin punk guys.
Yeah, they do a great track about David Seymour being a wanker. Because he is. What's the next track you're going to play for us here?
I think I'll go with Onions.
Onions?
Onions.
Cool, let's hear some Onions. You're listening to The One. Here's Rocket Jones with Onions.
I'm analyzing what's in front of me. I'm enterprising its economy. I get no sleep, don't see my family. I'm really trying, baby, can't you see? I'm stuck behind these four walls. 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 Look at this pile, a never-ending sea. Well, all the while, you'll be shaming me. You get your dinner, you get your pork and beans. I get onions to keep me on my feet. I'm stuck behind these four walls. 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 These four walls. These four walls. These four walls. These four walls.
That was Onions from Rocket Jones. You're listening to the Big Breakfast program on Radio 1. It's 10:19, and I think we might have to wrap up the corridor very soon. When you say pork and beans in that song, are you referencing pork and beans from Fallout, the video game series?
No,
just the food.
Just ripping off the doors, I guess.
Yeah, fair enough.
That bit where he says pork and beans.
Pork and beans.
Yeah.
My favourite song on this album, and the favourite song, my favourite song of yours that I've ever heard, as I've mentioned before in the programme, is Handshaker.
Yeah.
Which is about politicians, their duplicitous ways, their sort of ego-driven world.
Mm-hmm.
You got any handshakers that you had in mind when you wrote that song? Just any particular ones?
Yeah. Kevin Rudd, Tony Abbott.
Kevin Rudd, Tony Abbott?
Yeah.
The Australians?
I was in Australia at the time, yeah.
Oh, you are? Yeah. Are you Australian?
No.
Right. Mm. You're not a fan of either of those folks? Tony Abbott, obviously.
Kevin 07 was pretty dope.
Kevin used to be cool, I think. He had some cool policies.
Yeah.
Tony Abbott's the guy who ate raw onions on TV, right?
Yeah. That was the major inspiration.
Yeah. And he also had a great body.
And he wears budgie smugglers,
Yeah, he's a very fit guy, but horrifying human being.
Sex symbol.
Get you a man who can do both. Yeah.
Suppose you want to hear that one.
Who do you think is the most kind of handshakery politician in New Zealand at the moment?
That's just a classic for the blue boys, I guess. They're pretty handshaker vibes.
Mm. I feel like ACT are also handshakers, but they're the type to have those electric kind of things on their hands, the electric buzzers that when you shake their hand, they'll give you a shock.
They're kind of all on the same team at the moment, though, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah,
unfortunately. Mm. For now.
For now.
We'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. What's the last track you want to play here on The One, man, my friend?
I was going to play a new one, but maybe I'll just...
Play a new one, man. Play a new one. We've got Handshaker on the station playlist. We can play that.
There you go.
Any old time.
We'll see how it goes. Alright, we'll see how it goes.
Alright, good. I'm glad I can pressure you into doing this. Here's Rocket Jones with a new song called
Oh My Dear Friend and I.
Oh My Dear Friend and I. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
Mm-hmm. Take me down to a place we can drink by the river which the sun goes to sleep. All my affection to the one I adore. Down to the bottom I sink, sink, sink. And we'll be dreaming our lives away. Oh, my dear friend and I, bottle of the grape. Lay me down, let me lie at your feet. Let the darkness come over me. Take my breath away and drown me in your sin. A love, a game, so let's begin. And we'll be dreaming our lives away. Oh, my dear friend and I, a bottle of the grape. A bottle of the grape.
I assume you're talking about wine when you're talking about bottles of the grape.
It's a bit of a romance for wine, but yeah. A dark romance.
Yeah, are you a fan of white or red more?
Oh, yeah, very red wine.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm a red boy.
I love white wine too.
Although I will say the Ned's Sauvignon Blanc is pretty unbeatable.
Ned's savvy.
It's savvy.
Bit of a Stone Lee kind of guy on the savvies.
Yeah, well, thank you for coming on, Mr. Jesse Simple. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Here on The One. We had a really lovely message from the very, very talented Rosa Neverson.
Shout out Musician Magazine.
They said, shout out Rocket Jones. Love that guy. Love this song. I'm sure we're all feeling that way right now.
Rosa, what a gem.
What a gem, yeah. So you were in town for a few more days. Do you have any big plans while you're here?
Oh, yeah, I guess we'll be partying tonight, eh?
Yeah.
Birthday.
Partying with, yeah. No. I don't have a party in mind, unfortunately. But we are going to be drinking. We're going to go out for a drink tonight, which will be lovely.
I'm sure at the Wolf. The institution.
Yeah. I don't want to give away all the details. Oh. You never know who could be listening.
Oh, that's right. We'll be at the crack.
We'll be at Subs, Suburbia. Any other plans aside from that?
Yeah, I've got a friend's going away party. And, yeah, just other than that, I'll probably go enjoy the beach, be by the water. Be
cool.
Nice.
Cool. Write some more songs.
Yeah, take in the inspiration of this beautiful,
the
beautiful town.
Spray. Yeah, it is a beautiful town. Do you have any final words for our lovely listeners out there?
Well, thanks for listening, and I'll see you all around. Keep it locked. Keep it loving.
Keep it loving. Keep it McLovin. And be sure to send me an email when the EP releases.
Absolutely.
I'm very keen to play some tracks.
Yeah, I'll hype it up.
You better. All right, here's Sam.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.